From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin says Technology Awakening Day offers momentum to develop COVID-19 vaccine. Lebanon's cabinet resigns over Beirut blast amid public fury. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin expressed belief that the commemoration of the 25th National Technology Awakening Day 2020 offers the right momentum for Indonesian scientists to develop the COVID-19 vaccine. Ma'ruf Amin, while delivering a speech at the opening of an event to commemorate the 25th National Technology Awakening Day, as quoted by Antara News Agency on Monday, stated he is optimistic that this would be an answer to the nation's self-reliance in facing existing challenges, especially in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Vice President affirmed that technology and innovation currently held greater significance and played a more critical role in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic. Ma'ruf Amin expressed hope that all people would develop a greater sense of awareness of the importance of innovation and the culture of science and technology in their day-to-day lives. Labuan Bajo in East Nusa Tenggara Province continues to improve its service quality to be the host of the ASEAN Summit and the G20 Summit, which will be held in 2023. Escorted by Antara News Agency, President Director of the Labuan Bajo Flores Tourism Authority Agency, Sana Fatina, Monday said, there were a number of developments and service improvements carried out to make Labuan Bajo a premium tourist destination. One of them is the readiness of Komodo Airport to receive international flights. Chana said that Komodo Airport in Labuan Bajo was actually able to receive international flights by the end of 2020. However, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, it was postponed until 2021. Now we move to the international news. Lebanon's government resigned Monday amid widespread public fury at the country's ruling elite over last week's devastating explosion in Beirut. As stated by APnews.com on Monday, the move risks opening the way to drag out negotiations over a new cabinet amid urgent calls for reform. Prime Minister Hassan Diab headed to the presidential palace to submit the cabinet's group resignation, said Health Minister Hamad Hassan. It follows a weekend of anti-government protests in the wake of the August 4 explosion in Beirut's port that caused widespread destruction, killed at least 160 people, and injured about 6,000 others. The moment typified Lebanon's political dilemma. Since October, there have been mass demonstrations demanding the departure of the entire sectarian-based leadership over entrance corruption, incompetence, and mismanagement. A Royal Air Force surveillance plane flew over the English Channel on Monday as the British government sought to stop a growing number of people making the hazardous crossing from France in small boats. As stated by APnews.com on Monday, Britain's conservative government has talked tough amid a surge in the number of migrants crossing the channel during recent warm summer weather. More than 650 have arrived so far in August, including 235 in a single day last week, with pregnant women, babies, and unaccompanied children among them. An inflatable dinghy carrying about 20 people was made by a UK Border Force boat on Monday and escorted to the port of Dover. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said trying to make the voyage was a very bad and stupid and dangerous and criminal thing to do. Australia has reported the fewest number of new daily cases in its virus hotspot, Melbourne, since last month. But it also reported the nation's highest daily death total since the virus outbreak began. As stated by APnews.com on Monday, the state of Victoria reported 322 new infections and 19 new deaths on Monday, with 14 of the deaths connected to outbreaks at aged care facilities. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said he was more hopeful now that cases are stabilizing in Victoria than he has been at any time over the past week. But State Premier Daniel Andrews cautioned that not too much could be read into a single day's worth of data, and that some of the state's most stringent lockdown measures had only come into effect at midnight Sunday. The number of new cases was the lowest recorded in Victoria since July 29. U.S. President Donald Trump's end run around Congress on coronavirus relief is raising questions about whether it would give Americans the economic lifeline he claims and appears certain to face legal challenges. As stated by APNews.com on Monday, Democrats called it a pre-election ploy that would burden cash-strapped states. After negotiations with lawmakers on the next package of pandemic economic assistance hit a wall, Trump used what he said were the inherent powers of the presidency to forge ahead on tax and spending policy that Congress says it is granted by the Constitution. Donald Trump asserted he had the authority to defer payroll taxes and extend an expired unemployment benefit, although at a lower amount than what the jobless had been getting during the crisis. The last item. Police in Belarus' capital Minsk have fired rubber bullets for a second night to quash protests following Sunday's disputed presidential elections. Officials say one demonstrator died when an explosive device went off in his hands, the first confirmed casualty since the clashes began. Autocratic President Alexander Lukashenko won 80% of the vote. His main rival, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, refused to accept the results, saying she was the real winner. A lack of scrutiny no observers were present has led to allegations of widespread vote rigging in the poll. The election was held amid growing frustration at Lukashenko's leadership, with opposition rallies attracting large crowds. The preceding days saw a crackdown on activists and journalists. Lukashenko, in power since 1994, has described opposition supporters as sheep control from abroad and vowed not to allow the country to be torn apart. He won 80.23% of the vote, according to election officials, with Tikhanovskaya receiving 9.9%. Tikhanovskaya entered the election in place of her jailed husband and went on to lead large opposition rallies. Listener, that's the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
The 75th anniversary of Indonesian independence with the team Indonesia Onward.
Hello.
Happy 75th anniversary of Indonesian independence.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitling Third Phase Clinical Trial of COVID-19 Vaccine. Candidate for the COVID-19 vaccine made by the Chinese pharmaceutical company Sinovac is injected into the bodies of volunteers in Indonesia today on Tuesday. The initial injections of volunteers is carried out in 6 places in Bandung, West Java, including Rumah Sakit Pendidikan Unpad, Kampus of Unpad di Pati Ukur, 4 community health centers or Puskesmas. President Joko Widodo, Minister of State-Owned Enterprises and concurrently Chief Executive of the COVID-19 Control and Economic Recovery Team, Erick Thohir, Chairman of the COVID-19 Handling Task Force, Tony Monardo, witnessed the injection, which is part of a series of the third phase clinical trials. This news is certainly exciting information for Indonesia. Moreover, this third phase of clinical trials can be carried out faster than the previous target, which will be held in September 2020. Minister Erick Thohir said that the injection of the COVID-19 vaccine is important because it will be a determining factor. Previously, President Director of Bio Farma, Honesty Bashir, said that if the third phase of the COVID-19 vaccine clinical trials takes place smoothly, PT Bio Farma will produce it in the first quarter of 2021. His site has prepared the production facilities with a maximum production capacity of 250 million doses. If this clinical trial is successful, in January to February 2021, Indonesia will start injecting 30 to 40 million vaccines. The success of the third stage clinical trial of the COVID-19 vaccine candidate cannot be separated from the willingness of 1,620 volunteers who become subjects. They were between 18 to 59 years old. Half of them will receive the COVID-19 vaccine and the rest will receive a placebo injection. During the research period, the volunteers will continue to be monitored and will not be allowed to leave Bandung City. Fast discovery of the right vaccine to stop the attack of the new virus is certainly great hopes for all of us. Ordinary people, business people, and state officials certainly have high hopes for a powerful vaccine to overcome the virus that has affected approximately 20 million people globally and end the pandemic that has lasted 7 months. Indeed, to find out the result of the clinical trials of the COVID-19 vaccine, Indonesian people have to wait for 6 months. While waiting for the results, every Indonesian citizen can appreciate the efforts of the state, government, researchers, and volunteers to produce the COVID-19 vaccine. Thereby, Indonesian people must obey the set health protocols by wearing masks, washing hands, and maintaining physical distance. Even though they are not directly involved in the vaccine-producing program, their adherence to the health protocols has greatly contributed to breaking the spread of the COVID-19 chain. All Indonesian people must jointly cooperate with and ensure that the recovery of health and Indonesian economy can be achieved simultaneously. Listener, that was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Do the following to avoid virus infection when you are traveling. Keep your distance. If you see someone unhealthy, please maintain your distance. The minimum safe distance is 1 meter, but if the person is coughing, then the minimum distance is around 3 meters. Wash your hands with soap, especially if you keep interacting with other people. You can also use alcohol-based sanitizer to kill the germs. Cover your mouth and nose with your elbow or tissue when you are coughing or sneezing. If you are using tissue, throw it away immediately and then wash your hands. Avoid direct contact with living animals and any services that had contacted with animals. Avoid consuming raw or half-cooked meat to avoid cross-contamination. Find medical treatment as soon as possible and then share your prior travel history with the health services if you are experiencing any health problems.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Today in history, I'll begin with 11th of August 1952, Hussein is crowned as King of Jordan. Hussein bin Talal was King of Jordan from 1952 to 1999 and is one of the longest reigning heads of state in executive power in the world. Hussein bin Talal succeeded King Talal, who was also his father, on August 11, 1952. King Hussein died in 1999 and was succeeded by his son Abdullah. I'll switch to August 11, 1982. Bomb exploded on a Pan-American World Airways plane. A bomb exploded aboard a plane belonging to the airline Pan American World Airways on its way from Japan to Hawaii. The incident killed one passenger and injured 16 others. Mohammed Rashid, a Jordanian citizen linked to the May 15th organization, is blamed for the attack. I'll end today in history with 11th of August 2003, Hambali is arrested in Thailand. Hambali, who is suspected of being involved in terrorism in Southeast Asia, was arrested in Thailand on August 11, 2003 and detained in Jordan, then transferred to U.S.-owned prison at Guantanamo Bay Detention Camp, Cuba. Hambali is strongly suspected of having played an important role in the bloody 2002 Bali bombing, which destroyed the Sari Club and Paddy's Bar on 12th of October 2002, which killed 202 people, including 88 Australian citizens. The three main drivers of this bloody incident, Amrozi, the Muklas brothers, and Imam Samudra, were executed at the Nusa Kambangan Penitentiary, Central Java, in November 2008. And listener, that was today in history.
I am Tania Velasquez Lopez, Ambassador of Cuba to Indonesia. On the occasion of its 75th anniversary of the Independence Day of the Republic of Indonesia, I would like to express my warm congratulations to the people of this sister nation and ratify the willingness to further expand our bilateral relations. Thank you.
Tuhan dan semesta tak izinkan kita untuk bersama dalam satu cinta. Sayang, ini takkan mudah. Runtuhkan segala angan indah yang berakhir luka. Keliru aku tentang kita, tak mampu paksakan. Meski telah mencoba berjalan sejuta upaya tetap sia-sia. Aku cinta, sungguh-sungguh aku cinta, sedalam-dalamnya rasa. Apa daya, tak mungkin kita bersama. Oh sayang, ini takkan mudah. Runtuhkan segala angan indah yang berakhir.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today in Tadlin. Belgium welcomes the export of legal and sustainable forest wood products and furniture from Indonesia. To identify challenges and opportunities for exporting timber and wood products to the European Union, particularly to Belgium, the Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Brussels, in collaboration with the Forestry Community Communication Forum, held the Indonesia-Belgium virtual business meeting on wood products and furniture last Wednesday. As quoted from kemlu.go.id page, Charge d'Affaires of the Indonesian Embassy in Brussels, Suleiman Sharif, said that the Forest Law Enforcement, Governance and Trade Voluntary Partnership Agreement, FLECTIVPA, is Indonesia's high commitment to create solutions for illegal logging, promote trade in legal timber, and ensure the sustainability of the timber legality system from Indonesia. The government views that close cooperation is necessary to ensure that the European Union can provide market incentive as agreed. Meanwhile, the business community believes that there are opportunities through export diversification. Initially focusing on hardwood or premium wood, now Indonesian exporters can shift to export products that come from softwood or medium quality wood. In this case, small and medium enterprises have a great opportunity to play a major role in increasing export. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Indonesian Forest Entrepreneurs Association, Indroyono Susilo, who is also concurrently chairperson of the Forestry Community Communication Forum, said that the European Union market, especially Belgium, has the potential to further explore the export of wood products. The European Union is the fourth largest market that receive export of wood products from Indonesia after China, Japan, and the United States. In 2019, the export value of wood products from Indonesia to the European Union was recorded at 1.091 billion US dollars. Meanwhile, Indonesia's total export throughout the world in 2019 reached 11.6 billion US dollars. Robert Rade from the Association of Belgian Wood and Furniture Industry Entrepreneurs, Alexander de Groot, said that Indonesia has a comparative advantage with the Forest Law Enforcement Governance and Trade or Flag T certification in every forest wood products originating from Indonesia. This certification assists timber importers in Belgium and the European Union in identifying and ensuring timber products originating from Indonesia, which are not the result of illegal logging. Indonesian products that have been certified by Flag T are also the result of sustainable forest management. Meanwhile, Philip Delhaize from Ethnicraft explained that his company has employed at least 1,400 people in Jepara, Central Java. He also pointed out that during the COVID-19 pandemic, both the people of Belgium and the European Union were more likely to beautify their homes by buying wood panels or wooden furniture rather than traveling for holidays. This is an opportunity for exporters of Indonesian timber and wood products. In the future, it is hoped that the European Union can carry out its commitments. The support from the European Union that is needed is a government and private auctions policy that recognizes Flag T as a legal timber certification. In addition, the government of Indonesia is committed to ensuring the importance of Flag T promotion at public and private tenders reflected in the negotiation of the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA, between Indonesia and the European Union. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Luka Kusmawati. Thank you for listening.
I am Valery Kalisnik, Ambassador of the Republic of Belarus to Indonesia. I would like to say happy 75th Independence Day to the people of Indonesia. May the relationship between Belarus and Indonesia get stronger and provide benefit to the people of the two countries. Saibir harap Indonesia damai sejahtera dan pembangunan sukses. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Sakitnya akan seperti ini. Kau telah pergi dari hidupku. Oh, mengapa selamanya. cinta ini masih bertahan untuk selamanya.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I'm going to let you know about Madasari Beach, Pangandaran, West Java. Stay tuned. Pangandaran is a regency in West Java province. It is directly bordered with Indian Ocean to the south, so that Pangandaran has beautiful beaches. One of them is Mandasari Beach, which is located at Masawah Village, Cimarak Sub-District. The beach has a cluster of coral hills. Unfortunately, you only can enjoy its beautiful panorama from the side of the beach or from the peak of coral hills. The sea surrounding the beach is dangerous because it has big waves, thereby there is a prohibition to swim in the sea. If you are interested to see the beautiful views of Madasari Beach, when the waves hit the rocks, you can climb the coral hills near the beach. We suggest you to be careful and use comfortable shoes when climbing the hills. Uniquely, the hills on Mandasari Beach have the names respectively, such as Batu Gedogan, Batu Sebrotan, Batu Lowit, Legok Gandu, Cariuk, and Pandan Nyampai. If you want to enjoy the beauty of the beach from the shore, you have to be careful when the water is receding. You will find some species of sea animals like sea orchid. When stepped on, you will be pierced by the sea animal's spines. In addition, you can also enjoy the beauty of the sunset. If you also want to watch the sunrise, you have to camp in the grass area that has been provided to the visitors. Visiting this tourist object, you can also explore the natural surroundings. To enter Mandasari Beach area, the ticket price is not based on the number of visitors, but only the vehicles, so the price could be variable. From Parigi, the center of the capital city of Pangandaran, it is about 31 kilometers, takes about 1 hour by car. Along the trip to Madasari Beach, you will pass some other tourist sites, namely Batu Karas Beach and Grim Canyon. Because each location of the objects are closely, after traveling to Madasari Beach, you have to continue your visit to Batu Karas and Grim Canyon beaches. So, you can feel the sensation of journey to Pangandaran, West Java. That was our segment of Indonesian Wonder. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic. goodbye for now.
Hello, Indonesia. This is Cameron McKay, the Ambassador of Canada to Indonesia. I would like to wish you a happy 75th anniversary of your Independence Day. My team and I are working hard to make the relationship between Canada and Indonesia even stronger for the benefit of all our people. Dirgahayu, Republik Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 di Bako'ikum fil manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
terlalu
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, a radio lesson on Bahasa Indonesia, or the Indonesian language, that introduces the vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia. This program is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Agency for Language and Book Development, the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Musik apa itu? Or in English, what music is that? Next, I will give a sample conversation on musik apa itu, or what music is that? At the dance studio, Kevin saw people playing the gamelan to accompany the students' dance practice. Kevin asked Siti what music they played.
Apa nama alat musik itu?
Oh, itu gamelan.
Gamelan alat musik dari mana?
Gamelan itu alat musik tradisional dari Jawa Tengah.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely, musik apa itu? Musik apa itu? Which means, what music is that? I will say the words two times, and you may repeat after me. Apa nama alat musik itu? Apa nama alat musik itu? Which means, what is the name of the instrument? Oh, itu gamelan. Oh, itu gamelan. Which means, oh, that's gamelan. Alat musik. Alat musik. Which means, musical instruments.
Alat musik dari mana? Alat musik dari mana?
Which means, where do the musical instruments come from? Tradisional. Tradisional, which means traditional. If you want to ask about an object, you can use the following expression. Apa nama patung alat musik dan lain-lain? Apa nama patung alat musik dan lain-lain? Which means, what is the name of statues, musical instruments, and others? In response to that question, you can name the object in question. Example, apa nama alat musik itu? Apa nama alat musik itu? Which means, what is the name of the instrument? Oh, itu gamelan. Oh, itu gamelan. Which means, oh, it's gamelan. Before ending, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Apa nama alat musik itu?
Oh, itu gamelan.
Gamelan alat musik dari mana?
Gamelan itu alat musik tradisional dari Jawa Tengah.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know Indonesian better. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present a Malay song entitled Senandung Perantau, sung by Puspitasari. Composed by Abah Ali, the song tells a story of someone who forced to leave his village, family, especially mother, to wander, seeking for better life. He hopes God answers all his prayers to meet again his family someday. This song has slow tempo and uses the Sambas Malay language. Sambas Malay is a Malay language that used by local people in Sambas region, West Kalimantan province. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Senandung Perantau by Puspitasari. Enjoy the song.
Aku tinggalkan mak nganan.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter @voiindonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.